The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency briefed East Chicago's Common Council on the lead contamination in a private meeting 2 weeks ago. Some residents hope to hear those details this week in the council's regularly scheduled public meeting, including Dari Gibbs.
That's exactly why I came here, because I thought that was going to be one of the subjects brought up, and it was nothing said.
The EPA measured lead levels in the soil in the residential Calumet neighborhood over 100 times higher than levels allowed by the federal government. Lead contamination is a health threat to all residents, especially children, because it's detrimental to brain development. Gibbs moved to the neighborhood in the 1970s. She lives a few blocks from an area where the highest lead levels have been measured and residents have been directed to move. Gibbs has not been told to move, and she doesn't want to if she doesn't have to.
It's hard letting go of a place where you have been for so long. But my thing is, I just want answers. Nobody is coming to me where I can ask questions. That's all I want. You know, that's all I ask for.
The former USS lead plant polluted the neighborhood soil. It closed in 1985. The EPA has known about the contamination since that time and listed the neighborhood for national cleanup assistance in 2009. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Nick Jansen.